President Trump to head overseas.
It's an ambitious 8-day agenda.
He calls Russia investigation a witch hunt.
There was no collusion.
Sweden drops its case against WikiLeaks founder.
But that doesn't mean Assange is free.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup at the end of a tumultuous week in Washington, President Trump is set for his first foreign trip, but it's not clear if he'll be able to leave his domestic baggage behind him. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has more on the road ahead.
The White House is very much hoping this trip turns the page for the president. His calendar over the next 8 days is jam-packed with meetings and site visits. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says there's symbolism in the schedule.
No president has ever visited the homelands and holy sites of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faiths all on one trip.
Saudi Arabia is the first stop. Then Monday, the president heads to Israel. He'll meet with the Pope at the Vatican on Wednesday, all before greeting heads of state at the NATO and G7 summits at the end of the week. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan says likely to fester while Mr. Trump is away are the questions surrounding the Russia investigation and the firing of FBI Director James Comey.
President Trump said the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is now leading the FBI probe into Russian election meddling, is dividing the country.
There is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign. But I can always speak for myself and the Russians, zero.
Mr. Trump strongly denied ever urging former FBI Director Comey not to pursue an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Did you at any time urge former FBI Director James Comey in any way, shape, or form to close or to back down the investigation into Michael Flynn? And also, as you look back...
No. Next question.
Since dismissing Comey last week, the president has personally interviewed several potential replacements.
We're very close to an FBI director.
When is the big one?
Soon.
On Capitol Hill, the possible nomination of former Senator Joe Lieberman, a Democrat turned independent, is not expected to gain bipartisan support.
Friends of the ex-FBI chief say Comey was uncomfortable with his interactions with the president. Benjamin Wittes of the Brookings Institution tells the PBS NewsHour.
There were contacts between the White House and the FBI on investigative matters that he regarded as inappropriate.
Wittes says Comey had to throw some brushback pitches at the administration. CBS's Dean Reynolds is on the road in the heartland talking to President Trump's supporters. He stopped in the boyhood home of Ronald Reagan.
At Bill and Dick's Barbershop in Dixon, Illinois, Guy Ball was getting a haircut and weighing the news of a special counsel investigating the Trump campaign.
It's a witch hunt. I like the way he recognized that there is a country out here. It consists from coast to coast, not coast and coast.
Around the corner at Books on First, Trump supporter Steve Huber said he's had it with the news media.
It's all about how he's behaving, not what he's really doing.
But Ken Novak said the president seems too defensive.
He tweets out that this is just a witch hunt. You know, why didn't he just come out and say, okay, let's investigate it and be done with it.
Just about everyone we spoke to here agreed that the last few months have been a pretty bumpy ride for Mr. Trump. But as one local businessman put it, he's not a politician and doesn't operate like one. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Dixon, Illinois.
Well, the Justice Department's been weighing possible charges against Julian Assange for exposing U.S. secrets. Today, another country backed off the WikiLeaks founder.
The Swedish prosecutor has dropped the rape investigation into Julian Assange, and the European arrest warrant for the WikiLeaks founder will be annulled. Faced with extradition, Assange took refuge 5 years ago in Ecuador's London embassy. In theory, he could leave now, but he's been charged by Britain with jumping bail. He could also face an extradition request from the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says arresting Assange is a priority after WikiLeaks published hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
New York City police say the man accused of mowing down Times Square pedestrians with his car has been charged with murder. 18-year-old Alyssa Elsman was killed, 22 hurt. Eric Albertus was her high school principal in Portage, Michigan.
She was bright and wanted to go on to college. I don't think she knew exactly what she wanted to be. I was confident when she figured things out, she was going to be just fine in this world.
Police say the suspect, 26-year-old Richard Rojas, claimed he was hearing voices and expected to die. Republican Senator John McCain says the government should throw the Turkish ambassador out of the United States after President Erdogan's security detail roughed up protesters in Washington this week. Some of those Turkish guards were detained but then released. Turkey's ambassador was summoned to the State Department yesterday. Iran is holding its first presidential election since it reached the landmark nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tehran says the incumbent, Hassan Rouhani, faces a tough hardline opponent.
Rouhani is expected to win by a narrow margin. If he doesn't and the hardliner becomes president, the United States in that case could certainly expect a more hostile Iran, especially as the Trump administration has already made it clear that it neither trusts nor likes the government here in Tehran.
Well, now to New Orleans, where another Confederate monument is about to come down, this one honoring Robert E. Lee.
Some of those gathering to see New Orleans tear down these Confederate monuments fear that it is an effort to cleanse or rewrite history.
I just wonder, where does it stop?
But supporters of tearing down the statues couldn't be happier.
We're just here celebrating.
They say monuments to those who fought for the state's right to continue slavery should not be in places of public prominence.
It celebrates something we don't value at all anymore.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A tearful Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley apologized last night for a city proclamation that honored a man who killed a police officer 2 years ago.
This was a huge mistake. It was not done intentionally. It was human error.
The killer's father had put the wheels in motion to recognize a foundation named for his son that helps the mentally ill. Tornadoes reported yesterday in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, but no major damage or injuries. Forecasters say there could be more rough weather in that area today. A Harvard student's graduation thesis turned out to be music to the ears of his professors. CBS's Mike Sugarman explains.
Abbasi Shah didn't write his senior thesis. He'll admit it, and he'll take the rap. The 20-year-old Shah performing here is the first at Harvard to turn in his senior thesis as a rap album. A collection of songs, he says, describes what it's like to be black in America. His professors not only accepted the project, he earned what is the equivalent of an A-. After graduation, Shah is on his way to a job at Google. Mike Sugarman, CBS News.
The Seattle Space Needle went dark for about an hour last night to pay tribute to rocker Chris Cornell. A coroner says he hanged himself after a Detroit concert with the band Soundgarden. Fans have left flowers at memorials all around Seattle. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.